created a space where we can celebrate the unsung and the undervalued. A place where we focus on the many talents and influences for women within the culture in hopes to inspire women everywhere to overcome adversity in a male-dominated world. Welcome to Woman in Hip Hop.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Jazzy Bell, here from Woman in Hip Hop Podcast. And on this show, we focus on the many talents and influences from women within the culture. And today is no exception because we have an amazing guest. So you already know, we're going to have an amazing show. Mm-hmm. I am here with Brooklyn's own...
Hey, real kitty kitty.
Kitty Gata is in the building. What's up, kitty?
What's up? Hello.
First of all, don't act shy with me.
What's up, Jazzy? She make me blush over here, okay?
I love that. We'll make you blush. We'll talk about that later. So, first of all, off camera, we was trying to get your name right because I feel like the way you say it, most people wouldn't say it if they just saw it on paper. Mm-hmm. So it's Kitty
Gata.
Gata.
You got to have a little Spanish little saying Kitty Gata.
My Detroit ass. I've been in New York long enough to be like, Kitty Gata.
But she said it better than a lot of people. So.
Period. Well, where did the name come from? What's the science behind that?
Well, I had Kitty first because I had the tattoo first. And then like, the nightlife, it's a little Hello Kitty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we're looking for sponsorships from Hello Kitty too. So. But yeah, I had the tattoo first. And then, you know, people was like, Hello Kitty. Like, you know how a guy's trying to holler at you.
Of course.
Yeah, so it came from there. And then the Gata, I had to like kind of make a little difference from the other kitties.
Uh-huh.
So, I use my background, Puerto Rican, Panamanian. So cat in Spanish is Gata.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's kitty cat. Kitty Gata.
Kitty cat. Mm-hmm. All right. I like that. Why are you obsessed with kitty? Like, what's that all about?
No, it was kitty. A dare. I don't know. And then
what?
It just kind of, yeah, I was working and they
You got stuck with a dare?
Yeah.
And look what the fuck you did with
and
it.
And look where I'm at. Shout out to my manager. They dared me to do that.
The manager out of all people dare you to put a fucking
manager,
Hello Kitty on your titty?
They was mad.
Hello Kitty on the titty. Wait a minute.
But yeah, that's where it came from.
Why that dare? Where were you? Like, what made that all go down? Like,
I'm intrigued. I had gloves, Hello Kitty gloves. I bought from like Claire's that day. It was mad cold, so I stopped in the store.
Yeah.
I got gloves, and then it had a tag. Mm-hmm. So my manager came, he just picked the tag up, he put it in my chest, and he was like, I dare you to tie this. And I went and did it. So now, hello.
Now I understand the hello. Mm-hmm. Got it. But when it comes to your rap, because that's, were you spitting? Of course, you had a manager at the time, but like, when did the music come into play that made it? Did you have a name before the tattoo?
Honestly, I was doing skits. So Kitty was just like me working in the nightlife, you know, and then the skits, everybody calling me Kitty. And then when I'm doing music, you know, I wanted to be Kitty still.
And then
I don't
want to
have 20 names, yeah. Because people were I was Pure Beauty. And then Pop Smoke was like, yo, he thought I was two different girls when I met him. He's like, I thought you was Pure Beauty. And then he was like, you got to change that. So then that's how I got Kitty. I put it to the name. And then I had to verify, you know, because the real Kitty. So.
Here he is. Shout out to Pop Smoke. Rest in peace.
Shout out to him.
So he the one that kind of made you shift your name from Pure Beauty to Kitty.
Like, I already had Kitty. It's just my Instagram is Pure Beauty.
Got it.
But since people were confused, you know, he was like, nah, you got to change that to Kitty.
And where did Pure Beauty come from? What were you doing? You said the nightlife. Were you...
Pure Beauty, when I first started Instagram, I didn't know a name. And then I think I seen something. And then I just was like, Pure Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, you know, I was doing skits. They were going viral. But then with my music, everybody was confused. So I had to keep that same name.
Separate,
yeah.
But keep the name. So, okay, you said the nightlife life. So talk to me about that. Like, were you involved in, like, the strip club culture, bartending?
Yeah, I was bartending.
All right. Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
We get into that bag, you know.
Listen, the bartender was getting more money than the strippers at one point. Probably still is going down like that.
That's a fact.
So talk to me about the strip club culture, because you see what's happening with Cardi B. She was one of the ones that kind of like trailblazed that whole movement where she made the transition from strip club culture to now a freaking hip hop star, solidified star.
That's one of the reasons why I was going so hard too. I'm like, if she could do it, I could do it. Like, we was just working in the club, you know? So like,
y'all was working together?
I worked with her, but we don't, like, really know each other. I've seen her, you know, before, stuff like that. But, yeah, I like her shit and stuff, so. I could curse?
Yes!
Oh, my bad. I'm not sure. But, yeah, I like her stuff, you know, so But she was one of my motivations, you know?
Yeah. So, growing up, Brooklyn, first of all, what part? Shout that out.
I don't know. I'm from different parts, you know?
Oh,
but
my God.
But shout out to Sunset Park, Borough Park, you know, Marlboro. Shout out to all the, you know, all the parts. Shout out to everybody. We from everywhere. Let's go.
We from everywhere. Let's go. Okay, growing up for you in Brooklyn, because I like to give people a backstory, you know, before we get to the music, because I know we kind of like skipped all over the place. But everything you were saying, I was just so intrigued, especially like with Pop Smoke, which we're going to get into, and so many other things. But like, I love for people to know your humble beginnings so they can respect the grind and the journey.
Respect on their facts.
Period. So growing up in Brooklyn, how was that for you? Like, what did you see? What was that like?
I mean, I got five brothers and, you know, sisters and stuff like that. I was really more of, like, a homebody. I wasn't really, like, outside like that, you know? I started going outside once I started, like, the bartending life and stuff like that. So, growing up, I was just inside watching other stuff, you know? I was a good girl.
Why bartending, though? I know they was getting to the bag. Who whispered in your ear and said, get your pretty ass behind a bar and serve some drinks? Who did that?
I don't know. I think I just went for, like, a little interview. You know, I had to go do a little BBL and all that.
Ow.
So, you know, it's only right. You got to make your money back, you know? So we go to the bar.
Investments is made.
So, you know what I mean? I made it back, you know?
You made it back and then some.
Yeah, you know? So,
Who was the first club that gave you a shot? Was it Starlitz?
Nah, it was Lust.
Lust?
Yeah, it was Lust.
Was that like your main home? Mm-hmm. Was Lust?
Yeah, I missed that. They closed it down, but shout out Lust.
Okay. And then so you did that. And then from there, is it because you saw what was going on with Cardi that made you say, I can do it too?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's like a couple of things, you know, but definitely that was one of my inspirations.
Give me more inspirations. I'm going to talk about a couple of things.
You know,
shout
like
out
Nikki,
to a couple of things.
Everybody's lit right now. All the girls is winning. Right. You know? So I was like, I could do it too.
When did you know you really could do it? Like, when did you hear yourself spit when you was like, you know what, I got this? Like, how did you perfect your sound? Like, what was that like?
When Method Man did the feature with me.
Really? What? Well, hold on.
Yeah.
You perfected your sound once Method Man did the feature?
Nah, I didn't perfect the sound, but that's when I was like, I gotta keep going.
Okay.
When he did that. Because my first video shoot was with him. So that's what really, like, inspired me to keep going. I'm like, hold on, my first video was with a legend.
A lot of people can't say that.
Exactly.
So a lot of people will slit their wrists for that feature.
So that's why I was like, I gotta keep going. Like, he makes me feel like you got this.
Yes. And that was a couple of years ago, right? When you did the iconic All I Need remix with him. The fact that, first of all, the fact that he took such an iconic record and trusted you with it to be on it, and y'all did y'all twist to it, and it was fire.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like, and both of y'all were fire. But for him to be a legend, and, you know, for you to be a newbie, respectfully, and, like, he didn't play with it. Like, he really was like,
he came crazy on it. I was like, ooh, okay. He didn't give no shitty bars. He came crazy.
How did that come into fruition? What is the connection with you and Method Man? Because I love to see it.
Well, I met him at a video shoot with China Mac. And shout out to China Mac. And I met him there. And then everybody was just like, you know, Kitty. So he kept hearing it. And then, like, the next day, we just DM'd each other. And he just, I sent him the beat. I hit him, my producer, and I'm like, oh, can you kind of like twist this beat? And I sent it to him. I was kind of nervous. I'm like, he's not going to do this. But he sent it back like the next day.
What?
Yeah, so I was like, all right, we lit. And then like a year later, I hit him up and I'm like, how much you want for a video? He was like, nah, don't worry about that. Just send me the location. And he believed in my stuff. Like, that's what makes me keep going, because he really believes in me.
I love that. Shout out to Method Man. Everybody in the room, give it up to Method Man.
That's a real one right there.
Give it up for Clifford over there. Legend from Wu-Tang to everything he did in solo career to now you seeing him, you know, obviously in TV, but even prior to like Power, we all know How High and his, you know, movie career. Like, what?
Yeah.
So it was that simple as you just in the DMs and saying that you wanted to work with him?
It was simple for me. I don't know about everybody else.
Oh, girl, we only talking about you.
Yeah, I don't know about everybody else. I ain't saying go hit him up and try to get one. I don't know.
I'm sure people hit him up, but but he gave you a shot.
Yeah.
What would you say? Did he ever say, like, what was it about you that made him say, let's do this?
We did an interview on live one time. I asked him, because I was kind of curious, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and he was like, I don't know, when I met you, you kind of reminded me of my sister. Yeah, so I was like, all right.
Bendito.
Yeah, so bendito.
You know I've been in New York too long. Those are fucking dito. What? Yeah. That's what it was? Honestly, That was a beautiful answer because I knew it was something. Like, because it usually be something as simple as that.
Yeah, because people be thinking some next stuff. I don't know.
Nah, we ain't playing that over here. Like,
yeah, you know, it like, ain't,
no. No.
What?
You reminded him of his fucking sister.
There we go. That's all it was.
Like, and that's it. But it usually is something like that that could be come across so minuscule and small to the point where it's like, it's just that thing that gravitates or resonated with him that was like, you know what? Yeah.
And it goes crazy because, you know, he's so humble.
Yeah.
He's a real one. Yeah.
I meet people all the time. And it, even in my career, you know, I've had people look out for me and do things for me. And it's like, oh, did you have to do this or sleep with him and do this? Like, no, actually, he just believed in me and he gave me a shot. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't anything like
that's
that.
That's their conscience. That's all it is.
Yeah, I think it's because other motherfuckers probably would
have. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, like, it's not always about that.
You're projecting.
Sometimes sir. It's the brain too, you know?
Ma'am. So you asked him that yourself because even you wondered.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I just wanted why I was so humble. Like, what's up with that?
Damn. Shout out to the lookalike sister, man. What is your nationality? What's your background?
My mom is Puerto Rican and my father's Panamanian.
That's a good mix.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Explains a lot that's going on over here. Sorry. I like that. Okay. Now, Kitty, since we did fast forward to that record, I want to talk about some of the songs that I like.
Okay.
Because I'll be listening.
Which one you like?
I love Wait For You Remix.
Thank you.
Wait For You Remix. I really like Lust. Was that a shout out to the paying homage to...
to Kim?
No. Okay, first of all, I literally want to turn this computer around so I can show you my notes. I said, sounds like Lil Kim.
Yeah.
My fave. Lust featuring, was it Ricky Ricardo? Fave.
Thank you. Everybody, that was my reaction to that. When I dropped that, everybody was like, Lil Kim.
Because like, true Lil Kim fans, a.k.a. stans.
Shout out Lil Kim.
Like myself. That's like my favorite. Like, you sound so much like her on there.
Thank you. That's a compliment. I love Lil Kim.
No, I'm just, because I'm looking at you because I'm just like, yeah, what? Like, it's, you really had it down. Even I was listening to it and I was just like shocked.
Thank you.
We're going to get back to that in a minute. Shout out to Steph G, who you did a record with, No Scrubs.
Thank you.
Really like that one as well. Y'all did a nice spin on it. It was fun. Video was super fun.
We had to pull out the all red, you know, the fur.
Yes.
Shout out to Leather's Closet for lending us that.
Yes. Which one? Outside. Wait, who was it?
Leather's Closet.
Leather's Closet?
Yeah, they came outside. He threw us like three furs. I was like, okay.
Love. Okay, Leather Closet. I like furs too. What's good? No, but Steph G and you did a great job on the record remixing the iconic TLC, No Scrubs. The video was so fun to watch. And since this is Women in Hip Hop Podcast, and I was talking about this earlier about the camaraderie amongst women in hip hop, I'm loving it. Like, how did you two connect? Like, how did that come into fruition for you?
First it was my nail tech, Mia. Shout out to her too, Mia Nails. She was like, oh, you should do a song with Steph. And then I hit her up and then, I don't know, I had the beat first. I think it was some Extra Beats. Yeah, it was some Extra Beats. He posted it and I was like, yo, take that down. I need that. Take that down right now. Email me that right now. But yeah, I wanted to put more girls on there. Like, I really wanted three girls, like the TLC, you know?
Yeah.
But it's kind of hard to get a group of girls together. But,
really? Even now in this climate?
Yeah. It seemed like now I think it's a little easier.
It is a little easier.
But at that time, it was a little hard, you know? But yeah, we did it. She did her verse. And then, yeah, we dropped it.
Who did you have in mind to be the third girl? To be your chili? I'm just assuming it's chili.
I don't know. There's a couple. I like Kaya. I like Lola. I like a couple. You know, they fire.
Yes.
I wouldn't mind one of them. They would have iced that.
Yeah. Okay. When it comes to Method, because I know we did that a couple of years ago. Fast forward just, what was it, 5 months ago?
Yeah.
Y'all like did something again. Months.
Yeah, we did Headshot.
Exactly. Talk about that.
So I think because of the first record, you know, like I didn't own that beat, you know, that's his biggest record, you know, so he's just like, he spent the block. He was like, yo, we gotta do another one.
He spent the block. He must really enjoy working with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, he spent the block. So Seth Beats had sent me a beat and the beat was just like, I don't know, when every time I heard it I was like, ooh, I gotta do something. It felt like real gritty.
Yeah.
But then I don't know. I was going to put other people on there, but everybody was like, you got to get somebody. So I sent that to him, and he sent that back, like, the same day. So, yeah.
True professional.
First come,
legend.
First serve. He came outside, you know, but it did really well. So,
yeah.
I'm happy about that.
And the video as well.
Thank you.
Was fire.
Yeah, it was
I see
fun.
You got your actor chops going on.
Yeah, you know, we had to take the watch from the jeweler, Joseph. I gave it back, though. I gave it back.
Who concept was that, like, to do the video like that? Who came up with that concept?
Of course, me.
Okay, creativity.
Yeah, because, you know, I started doing skits. So, like, my
exactly.
mind. Yeah, when I do, like, music, I think of the video first.
Yeah.
And then that's how I start doing my music. It's from,
sitting
like,
here
a
talking
idea.
To you kind of remind me of Left Eye a little bit.
Thank you.
With, especially with the creativity, because that's how she talked. She talked about that a lot in her interviews about when she does music, she sees visually how things should be, and that's why her and the girls kind of clash sometimes, because she was like always in the future with her shit, but which that's what she's in my
she was
top
probably
five.
The brain to all of it.
Yeah, she was. Go look back at some of her interviews, she'll let you know some of the things was came from her idea, like to start some of the things that was like really known and popping for TLC
from her.
Speaking of creativity, how is that for you, your creative process? Like, your writing process? Like, what does that look like for you? Do you need to be, like, LED lights? Do you need to have Skittles?
I like to be in the dark.
Really?
Yeah.
Describe that for me.
And I like to be mad. Like, every time I'm mad, that's my best music.
Wait, a nigga got to push you
off? I don't like to be mad. Like, let me not say that. But that's when my best music comes out, when I am in my feelings.
What created a song that you have out that made you, that was in your feelings, that made you write?
It was Headshot. When I said, I don't give a fuck about a nigga, you can have mine. You know? Like, because you know, when you dating somebody, like, you see all these little raccoons trying to, you know? But, so whatever, you can have mine. It is what it is. You can have him, you can keep him.
Well, you know, a lot of the men and women, no judgment, that's watching right now. And I rarely ask these questions, but since I started, you know, getting back into the swing of things with this podcast, I listen to my fans. Mm-hmm. And this is Women in Hip Hop, and I have a male following. Mm-hmm. And they want to know, because y'all probably watching with, like, your dick in your hand. So they're always just like, oh, my God, is she single? Why is she not asking her these questions?
You better put your Cash App right there. Put your Cash App tag. Send that.
No, but are you single though?
Yeah, I'm married to myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Married to yourself and married to the music.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know? I think I'm single. I don't, whatever. Whatever y'all say.
But the Cash App is in the bio, just in case y'all want to, like, tap in. Like I said, we did talk about Beth being one of the biggest collabs for a lot of people. Now that you collab with such an iconic person, do you have any other dream collaborations out there that you would love to connect with?
I mean, a lot of females. Like, I like the Cardi and, of course, you know, the Nicki. But it's kind of hard because I don't know. It's a different situation. But, yeah, I like a couple of, you know, people. Jay-Z, of course. That's my goal right there. Yeah, I would love
Jay-Z?
To do a song with him. Yeah.
That's just, for some reason, if anybody could do it, Kitty can do it.
Thank you.
You know why? She got fucking Method Man.
Thank you.
Like, it's something about your drive that I feel like it's so feasible
Thank
for you,
you
to get whoever the fuck.
That would be crazy.
You want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been how long now since you've been rapping? Because it's just, you pretty much just started.
I've been doing this as a little girl, but, like, I started recording at, like, 15.
Wait. Right. Wait, since a little girl? Spitting,
like 12, yeah.
What was your first 16? Do you remember?
When I went to the studio in Jersey, I went to a studio and then they was playing a beat. That's not my session. This is my first time ever recording in the studio.
Uh-huh.
And then I was there, they played a beat, and then I just started playing around. They was like, nah, go in the booth, record that. And then, you know, me working in the nightlife, I would just give it to the DJ. They was playing it and people was jacking it. And I was like, oh, I gotta keep going. Okay, I need another one and another one.
Do you remember your first 16?
I remember the song.
Spit.
It was called Red Bottoms, but
ooh,
she says spit it. She's dangerous.
Give me no judgment because it was a long time ago. But
yeah.
Like, take us back to how it was being young, Kitty. Mm-hmm. Do you remember it?
I don't know if I'm ready for all that.
Okay.
It's a crazy story.
It's a crazy story?
Yeah, it's a crazy story. One day I'm gonna put it out.
Wait,
One
the
day.
Song that you recorded was a crazy story? Or the
oh,
way
no, me going
Oh.
I thought she said talk about Kitty, young Kitty.
Young Kitty was a crazy story. Yeah. Oh no, we were all loved to, but you know what? That's a testimony, though.
Yeah, one day I'm gonna put it out. I ain't ready yet.
When you say put it out, as far as like your like autobiography, like kind of like letting people know like everything about like Young Kitty.
I want to do like a documentary. Like I have like crazy visuals how I want to put it out.
That's that left eye. Don't be laughing. No, I'm looking at you. Like, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you know? I don't want to waste it and just drop it on Instagram. Like, nah, we got to wait till we get somewhere. And then we put it out.
Okay, where is that somewhere with you? Because I will tell you this. Because I've been doing this for a while when it comes to, like, my podcast and me loving the girls in hip-hop and me really rooting for y'all. But I'm very hard sometimes when it comes to, like, who I ain't co-sign or nothing like that, but just like say, you know what? I see something in her. Like I see something in you. Like I really want you to fucking win.
Thank you.
Shout out to Method Man. Like I just so crazy because I feel like he's thinking like how I'm thinking when he sees you. Obviously, that's why he co-signed you.
Yeah, like sometimes he'll just hit me up like, yo, you good? Like don't let that shit get to you. You know you dope. That's why they making it harder for you.
Yes.
Like, he said stuff like that to me, and he'll send, like, little videos. Yeah, and I'm like, look at this guy giving me my motivation.
Yeah. So my point of saying that is, how has this been for you? Because the thing with me, I want the girls to come in here and rule this shit. And I want you to really take it seriously. There's some people that I feel like that will come in, you know, because everything is so microwavable right now. It's like they could be a one-hitter quitter, you know? But I would love for the girls to come in and really take this shit seriously. It doesn't have to be longevity. Like, you don't have to rap forever.
Nah, I want that longevity.
Yes. But, like, if it's in the music, great. But, like, the fact that you mentioned, you know, you want to do music, I mean, movies.
Yeah, definitely. As well.
So, like, that's longevity. Like, you transitioning. Like, you're still in it to win it. So, how far you want to take this thing? Like, where do you see yourself?
Definitely longevity.
5
That's
years
the word
from
of the day.
Longevity. What's the word of the day?
Longevity.
Period.
Nah, but I definitely want to do movies.
Yes.
Like, you know, I don't know. I be dreaming of stuff and then, like, little visuals be coming to my head.
What's your sign?
I'm a Libra.
Knew it.
You knew
fucking
it?
Dreamer. A fucking dreamer.
You know, I don't know. Like, they be coming to my head and then I just do it and it be going viral. Like, it's crazy.
I'm a Libra, too.
And that's why I don't have too many videos out. You a Libra too?
Yes.
When's your birthday?
October 3rd.
That's crazy. I'm 10-10.
10-10.
10-10 for the win.
Well, that explains a couple of things. Your beauty first and personality. But I'm biased.
Too.
Thank you. No, I do feel like Libras just have a knack for just preaching.
Personality and stuff.
And
like
personality,
that.
For real.
We got two sides though. We got to weigh us. Like, you know?
The scale.
We got two sides, yeah. Yeah.
But we do
get crazy
share.
Too. I get crazy too.
Yeah. What's crazy? Like, what's a crazy thing that Kitty would do?
I don't know if I should be seen, but I'll slap the shit out of somebody. I really would. Like, stop playing with me. I'll slap the shit out of
That's some Libra shit. But you know what?
Nah, for real. I don't want to, but like sometimes you gotta slap somebody. Like, stop playing with me.
Cause you feel like you can laugh back there. Shout out to Hollywood in the room. You
can. Cause he know it's real. That's why. In Hollywood, I want to slap somebody. I said a bitch said what? We catching court cases. I'm telling you, I be really talking about what really happened to me. I'm just trying to say.
I believe that because being a Libra myself, like people, like earlier somebody said Libras, like because we're so cool and shit, people probably feel like they could take advantage of us.
Yeah.
And that's why you probably have to end up slapping the shit out of somebody.
Yeah.
Because you have to show that other side.
Exactly.
To let them know, like not to fuck with you.
Exactly.
Okay.
See, she gets it.
Oh, yeah. And you're October Libra, which is
exactly
totally different from September.
Now we got to go on vacation in October.
It's lit.
Who's paying for our birthday?
Huh? That's another Libra thing. Who paying? Now, when it comes to, like, no respect in the streets, because I'm glad you're talking about slapping the shit out of somebody. No, because you are so pretty and you do rap. You have, like a hardcore thing with you as well. And then you could talk your sexy shit, too, if you wanted to. Like, what's the response that you're getting out there in the streets when it comes to, like, your bars and how you carry yourself? Do you feel like you have to be hardcore? Or what comes natural for you? Is it hardcore or is it more, like, sexy shit?
I mean, me is really the hardcore stuff. Like, mm-hmm. People like it, you know, but some guys be like, yo, you scared me. Like, can you be a little more sexier? Like, so it's like a little, sometimes people be like, yo, you got music that guys and girls can listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's other times where guys is like, I felt like you was about to shoot me. Like, so, you know,
that's
I'm
a
trying
New York girl thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to balance it. I don't know. I'm trying to balance it for y'all.
It's hard, though, right?
Yeah, it's hard. Because then when you be too sexy, they trying to take advantage of that. Like,
and I wish I could play a big sister here and give you some answers, but I got the same issue, sis. So.
I see. I know.
The dilemma is there for me, too. Like, I don't have all the answers.
But know the vibes.
Yeah, it's hard being, like, single and, like, just wanting to be, like, a girl around a guy. Exactly. But then when a guy start doing some bullshit, then you have to come out and...
Like, I think he was my friend.
Whip your dick out.
Like, what's up?
Whip out
that?
Something you don't have.
Like, we can't, like, we're not really friends.
Okay, listen, I've been enjoying talking to you in this whole interview. Like I said, I spoke about some of the music that I enjoy. Like I said, Lust, you sound just like him, but you doing your own thing on it, and it's one of my faves. Wait For You remix, I really love. What is going on now for Kitty that you want the world to know about as it pertains to your music?
I'm working on a new project called Our Party. You know, I got some more. I want to drop more because that's the only thing, because my visuals be so big.
Mm.
I don't be wanting to put stuff out unless it's like how exactly how I'm. That's the bad part. Mm. It's a good thing and a bad thing.
That's that Libra shit.
Yeah, it's so bad because like it's like if I ain't having it like that, I don't want to do it. But I got to just do the shit.
Got
to
do it, sis.
Yeah, like but I'm doing it this year. I'm going to just do shit.
What we doing? What can the people expect? 2023 was popping.
You don't see me everywhere. Stop playing.
Visuals.
New project.
EP, album, what it was called?
It's called I Party. I didn't do the EP yet.
Okay.
I'm going to do the I Party first and then...
Single,
then,
I yes. Party. Okay.
Yeah, for right now, I want to do singles for right now.
Okay, and who produced that record?
Sev. Sev got beats. He's fire. He also did the headshot.
Okay, yeah. Shout out to Sev.
Yeah, Sev.
What about the song? What is it about? What can the people expect about that particular
song? I Party?
Mm-hmm.
So, after I did, like, headshot, it looked like a whole bunch of ops linked up, like...
Yikes.
So I was just really talking about what really happened. Like a little, it was an op party.
Yikes.
That's what gave me the name. I'm like, oh, that's an op party.
Yikes. You got ops out here, sis?
Nah, I don't got ops. 2023, there's no ops. Like, I love all of y'all. All of y'all. There's no more ops. We putting that back there.
Wow. Yeah.
We got to make that bag.
Listen, when you say ops, is it like, I wonder for you, because we talked about how the women are starting to get along and all that. And it's great. And I do love that. At the same breath, I think it's normal that everyone's not going to get along. You're not going to always have a kumbaya moment.
That's a fact.
Right? Have you run into issues like that when it comes to, like, other female rappers?
We in New York. So no matter what you do, I think even if you're not rapping, you could be cleaning houses. Everybody got a problem. Polly, if you cleaning the other housekeeper, she mad that you clean better than her. I don't know. It's always a problem out here. I can't even wipe ass right. Like, damn, she wipe ass better than me. I'm saying. Like,
so it's always crazy. Something.
It's crazy.
That's a real ass answer. I'm telling you, I tell people this all the time. It's okay if we do not all get along. That's so unrealistic.
Can we wipe ass together?
Can we get
you hold the legs? I swipe.
No, that's real shit.
No, I'm dead ass. Like, we start a company and all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, but whatever. It is what it is.
Okay, so this brings me to my confessional hour. So I usually ask like 5 questions and they usually warrant one word answers or not. But let's do it. You ready?
All right, let's go.
All right. Did we do top 5 dead or alive? Who you got? Top 5 dead or alive?
Top 5 what?
Dead or alive.
Dead or
favorite
alive.
Favorite rappers.
Hmm. It's a lot of dead ones that there was fire. Yeah, but I don't know about you. I don't know.
What you mean? Okay, you know what? Since this is Women in Hip Hop, who is your top 5 favorite female rappers?
I love Eve, Remy Ma, Nicki. I love Cardi. And of course, Lil' Kim.
Nice. Yeah. Wait, say that one more time.
So Eve, Remy Ma, Cardi, Nicki, Lil' Kim. My top 5.
You got a lot of the new and the old school in there. That's
yeah,
a
you
great
have to
blend.
Mix it.
Yeah, that's a great blend. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you was to do a Ladies' Night remix with you and 4 other girls, who would it be?
New or?
Whoever. And you can mix it up with an R&B chick, even if you wanted to.
I would love to do it with the ones that already did it. Yeah.
Who would you pluck out?
I wouldn't plug out nobody.
So you would just be the sixth person. So you would have...
We do a bonus track.
With you on it.
Kitty Gata on there. I'm the bonus.
Man, I ain't nobody never answered that one. That's clever. I like that one.
We do a bonus track. New
one. She just shitting on all the new ones. And the old. Well, she just said original and add me in it. That's the remix. Yes. I love that. Okay. Pet peeve. What is it that Kitty Gata hates? Gata.
I hate people that be trying to... Not use, because you got to be, you know, you got to be useful. But I don't like people that think they can use you and you don't know about it. Like just be real. I'm okay with you using me. We got to use the, got to figure something out over here. But I hate that funny shit.
Fucking user and abuser.
Yeah, like, you know, that weird stuff. I don't like that.
Now, you said you were single. If you could sum it up, I don't know, in three words, the perfect guy. Do you like girls?
Nah, I don't like.
Okay, they I didn't get that from you.
Like, you cute. You feel yeah. I like compliment girls, thanks. But I don't like girls. Okay. I never had a girl before.
I just didn't want to judge. I was going to say, like, in three words, describe the perfect guy. Since you're single, like, your type.
Honest, loyal, and respectful.
Damn, fellas. Mm-hmm. Y'all should work on that. She didn't say nothing about your coins. She didn't say nothing about your height. It was nothing physical.
Because it comes after. Sometimes that you could build together.
It's a very Libra answer. Yeah. I love that. All right. And if you could describe one word, the feeling that you're in right now, not a phrase, not a sentence, but one word, what would it be?
I feel motivated.
Motivated.
Yeah, I feel motivated. I feel like, let's get it this year.
And that's how we're going to end this interview. Mm-hmm. Ooh, motivated Hello. Is the answer. So we motivated all 2023. Wait,
2023.
There you go. Thanks for having my back.
I got you.
Kitty, let the people know where they can find you, Instagram, and all that good stuff. Shout out.
You can follow me at Real Kitty Kitty on Instagram and Kitty Gata on all streaming platforms.
Hello. Kitty is in the building. All right, you guys, that's a wrap with Jazzy Bell here, Woman in Hip Hop Podcast. I will see you later. Deuces. Hello.
Created a space where we can celebrate the unsung and the undervalued. A place where we focus on the many talents and influences for women within the culture in hopes to inspire women everywhere to overcome adversity in a male-dominated world. Welcome to Woman in Hip Hop.